This program was produced by and first broadcast on Community Radio Hamilton, a volunteer-based community access station. For more information, go to www.communityradio.co.nz.
Are you health conscious? Or maybe a vegetarian? Then you can't go past Bean Supreme's great range of quality soy food for good taste and good health. Check out their range of products in your local supermarket and keep listening to Food for Thought on Wednesdays at 4:30pm for great recipes. And you can be sure that Bean Supreme's products are grown and made in an ecologically sound environment. Bean Supreme. Quality, tasty and healthy. Proud sponsors of Food for Thought on Community Radio Hamilton.
Hello and welcome to Food for Thought on Community Radio Hamilton. You could be listening on 106.7 FM, 1206 AM or online at communityradio.co.nz. You could also be listening to the podcast at iTunes and a variety of other podcast hosts. Today on the show, I'm going to be talking to Alice Leonard from the New Zealand Vegan Society. I will also be reading out a recipe for vegan pesto and talking about animals' basic right to life. Before I do any of that, I'm going to be playing a little bit of AFI, whose lead singer, Davey, and their guitarist, Hunter, are both vegan. That was Miss Murder by AFI. You're tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz or via iTunes and a variety of other podcast hosts. For more information, check out fftradio.wordpress.com. On the show today, we have Alice Leonard from the Vegan Society. Alice, can you tell us some of the main aims of the Vegan Society?
Yeah, hi Sam. I guess our overriding aim is to get the word out to the mainstream about veganism, because I think at the moment veganism appeals mostly to people who are slightly unconventional and not afraid to be a bit different from other people. And personally, I'm grateful for that because they're really interesting people, and I've got some fantastic friends, you know, just because I'm vegan and I get to hang out with cool people. But we need normal people to be vegan as well, because if it's only the people who are a bit different, there's still too many animals being killed and hurt for food and clothing and all the rest of it. So we need to really get out to the mainstream and show that a vegan diet is not difficult, it's not deprivation, and it's not scary, it's delicious and it's healthy, and it's just a good way to live. So we want to get to the mainstream, and we're going to do that by having a sort of a lively but conventional look to the website and all of our promotional materials. One of our hopes is that we will have a Vegan Society stand at the Auckland Food Show next year, which has about 30,000 people go through, and to me that would just be fantastic. That's definitely the mainstream, so we could change a lot of minds by getting those people to just, you know, try a vegan cupcake, try a, I don't know what we would have for samples, but they would be fabulously delicious things, obviously. And it'd just be a chance to talk to people about what we're doing and why.
So basically, just normalising veganism and helping get people to go vegan.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. And being support for people who are already interested in being vegan. So they might be vegetarian and kind of getting a bit uncomfortable about dairy, but not really sure how to make that transition. So because there was no active vegan society before, there was no kind of natural place for them to go and look for those resources. So we want to be a source of information for people and put people in contact with others in their local area so that people don't feel so isolated. And we'll be putting pressure on food manufacturers to take unnecessary dairy products out of their manufactured goods. Something like bread, for example, does not need milk solids in it. So we'll be raising all those kinds of issues.
Now I'm going to be playing a little bit of Anti-Flag from their album The Terror State. Two of Anti-Flag's band members are three of Anti-Flag's band members are vegan, but right after that song we're going to be hearing a little bit more from Alice about the New Zealand Vegan Society. I'm signing with the right hand bomb. I'm watching with the underground. Our black gods won on our slaves. Not by your
Underground. Oh, my black heart worn on my sleeve. I'm standing with the rank and file. I'm marching with the underground. With the black heart worn on our sleeve.
That was Rank and File by Anti-Flag, and you are tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton. Food for Thought is proudly sponsored by Bean Supreme. Learn more about them at beansupreme.co.nz. Now I'm going to be continuing the interview with Alice Leonard from the New Zealand Vegan Society. So where can people learn more about the Vegan Society and veganism in general?
Okay, well, the website is vegansociety.co.nz, and it's got quite a bit of information on it, and resources and links, and we're going to be adding more to the site, obviously. We're we only kind of decided to do this a couple of months ago, so there's been a lot to get ready, so the website's good. Just needs kind of more information added to it as we go along. But I hope people will go there. And at the top right of the screen of the homepage, I think it's something about membership benefits of membership. Click on that link and it takes you to a form that you can fill in. It's $20 a year to be a member of the society. And the first 100 people who join in November this month, we'll go in the draw to win a gift basket of vegan goodies. So, yeah, we've had quite a few people join already. It's very exciting.
Cool. So anything else you would like to say about it?
Yeah, please join. We, the group of us who've got it up off the ground again, are we're putting lots of energy into it. We're really, really keen. But we can't do it by ourselves. We really need to get lots of members because food manufacturers and government agencies and media pay more attention to an organisation that has lots of members. It's just the way things work. So even though, I don't know, joining groups doesn't seem to be that cool these days, I would really beg people, if necessary, to just fill out the form, hand over your $20, and we're going to be a really active society, and I think you will get more than your $20 worth of fun from it, and we aim to provide a lot of service, and just, you know, then you can be part of getting the word out there, making a real difference.
Awesome, and I think one of the most important things that we can do is promote veganism, because like you said, we really do need to bring down those stereotypes.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, I mean, there's the Stern report just out. There's a new story which came out of the States. Meat eating is much worse than we thought for the environment. There's so much negative information out there, and that's quite appropriate because the situation is really dire. But as the Vegan Society, we actually have the answers. We can be a source of positive information. So you need people putting out the positive aspect. You can be vegan and still be relatively normal. You can still eat delicious foods. Here's, you know, a source of information for you and people who address your concerns and all the rest of it. So, yeah, I think it's a real opportunity to provide all the positive stuff and, yeah, word out there.
That was Alice Leonard from the New Zealand Vegan Society. Now I'm going to be playing a little bit of the International Noise Conspiracy. It's a pretty long name, but their vocalist, Dennis, is vegan, and they are a very, very cool band.
Are you health conscious? Or maybe a vegetarian? Then you can't go past Bean Supreme's great range of quality soy food for good taste and good health. Check out their range of products in your local supermarket and keep listening to Food for Thought on Wednesdays at 4:30pm for great recipes. And you can be sure that Bean Supreme's products are grown and made in an ecologically sound environment. Bean Supreme. Quality, tasty and healthy. Proud sponsors of Food for Thought on Community Radio.
That was Up For Sale by the International Noise Conspiracy. You are tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, or online at communityradio.co.nz, or via iTunes and a variety of other podcast hosts. Food for Thought is sponsored by Bean Supreme. Check out their range of products at your local supermarket. Now I'm going to be talking about animals' right to life and why even, quote-unquote, humane killing is not morally okay. Now, there are some people who think that it's okay to eat animal products as long as the animals are killed in a humane way. The sort of products that these people eat are free-range products. They believe that animals have a right to avoid pain and suffering, but not a right to avoid death. In other words, the animals don't care that they're exploited, only how they're exploited. So before we can answer the question of do animals have a right to life, we have to get to grips at what the concept of rights really means. Now, there's a lot of philosophical discussion about it, but the one thing that most people agree on is that a right is simply a concept to protect an interest. So the question becomes, do animals have an interest in a continued existence and their own life? Now, for a lot of you, the answer is very clearly yes. However, there are some people who honestly do not think that animals are interested in their lives. Sentience is something that has evolved to ensure a continued existence. Prey animals run away from predators because they value their life and a continued existence. Animals in slaughterhouses try to escape because they value their life, because they have an interest in their life. There is no such thing as humane slaughter because animals have this right to life, and taking that right away can in no way be described as humane. This right to life should never be denied simply because we like the taste of a milkshake or the way a leather jacket looks. So this is why we need groups like the New Zealand Vegan Society promoting veganism, and that is why I'm so glad that the Vegan Society is now running, because it was originally running, but I think at around about 2000, I don't know the exact date, but it closed again. But now that it's reopened, it's going to be awesome. I don't think that I told you the website. That was www.vegansociety.co.nz. You can find a link to it on my WordPress homepage at fftradio.wordpress.com. That's fftradio.wordpress.com. Now I'm going to be playing a little bit of a band called Saves the Day, whose lead vocalist and guitarist, Chris, is vegan.
You're listening to the Youth Zone on Community Radio Hamilton, sponsored in part by Youthdown, the place for physical, social, and creative experiences. Youthdown is a non-profit organisation delivering quality programs, workshops, and events for young people across New Zealand. Whether you want to learn new skills, make new friends, or just have fun, Youthdown has something to suit everyone, between 5 and 18 years of age. Youthdown, serving New Zealand youth since 1932. For more information, please visit www.youthdown.org.nz.
Drop! straight.
That was The End by Saves the Day. You were tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton. For more information, check out fftradio.wordpress.com. Jordan Wyatt has just created a podcast on World Vegan Day and breaking down various vegan stereotypes. It was a very good podcast. If you want to listen to that, just search Coexisting with Non-Human Animals on iTunes, or check out Coexisting with Non-Human Animals. blogspot.com. I'd also like to briefly mention a few of the social networking sites that Food for Thought is using. On Twitter, the username is fftradio, and on Facebook, the username is Food for Thought Radio. If you want to just find the links to that, you can find those at fftradio.wordpress.com. The Twitter one's pretty easy to remember. It's just twitter.com/fftradio. However, the Facebook one is a very long link, so you can get linked to that at fftradio.wordpress.com, as well as my email address, sam.foodforthought@gmail.com. Now I'm going to be reading out a recipe for vegan pesto. For this recipe, you will need either 3 cups of fresh basil leaves, or 1 cup of dry basil, 6 tablespoons of pine nuts, you can use walnuts if you don't have pine nuts, 2 to 4 cloves of garlic, 3 quarters of a teaspoon of sea salt, 6 tablespoons of good quality olive oil. To make this, simply put the basil, nuts, garlic, and salt into a food processor or a good blender. Process or blend until everything is finely chopped. Add the oil and process until it's worked in together. This serves about 1 cup of pesto, and it only takes about 15 minutes to prepare. To finish off the show today, I'm going to be playing a little bit of Rise Against from their album Appeal to Reason. 2 out of 4 of Rise Against band members are vegan.
He said, son, have you seen the world? Well, what would you say if I said that you could just carry this gun? You'll even get paid. I said, that sounds pretty good. Black leather boots, spit shine so bright. They cut off my hair, but it looks alright. We marched and we sang, we all became friends.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, visit www.communityradio.co.nz.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this program available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Cheers, New Zealand On Air.